This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
All right, welcome back to Chase Center. This is the crossover brought to you by Abundant Life Weight Loss. They know the secret to losing up to 1 pound of fat every day. Go to AbundantLifeWeightLoss.com. Mark Willard, Dan Dibley, Evan Infrastani with Goo. What's up, boys?
What's up?
Pretty special day today. Pretty awesome, right?
That was fun.
I mean, seriously,
it
actually
was fun.
It was.
It is fun.
Maybe not for Goo, but it was really fun.
Spectacular. I'll say this first. Maybe this sounds self-serving for our station, but I got this comment a lot from the listeners who are down there. This is a pretty unique deal.
No doubt.
This is pretty cool. And so I just, everybody.
The chef shoots out there, by the way.
I mean, come on. You're on the, sharing the floor with the dude, you know? So, like, from the station to the Warriors to everybody involved with this, I just think that the whole thing is, I think it's really cool for everybody. Yeah. So, bravo.
And it's growing, too. And Dibs, you were phenomenal on on the call.
I was hoping to have a little bit more time with Evan.
That hurt.
It all happened so fast. So, Guru loses. I'm supposed to do
Willer,
like,
go ahead,
an hour. We didn't know he was going that early, by the way.
Yeah,
that
was
really fast.
I was going the third heat.
You got to start. We got to change this up, dude. Go to the back.
Yeah.
Just go to the back.
I was supposed to.
Next year, go to the back, okay?
A lot happened.
And I may
have an announcement tomorrow. It may not be. This might be it for your boy.
I hope you're only talking about knockout.
Oh, no, yeah. Dibs, you did a great job. I do have a regret.
8 minutes, yeah.
I like how I looked. And you could be like,
oh,
good. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I felt it. Willard,
life.
And
great.
I was making the shots pregame before anybody got here. Evan and Whitley.
That's the kiss of death whenever you're making
it. And Christy, I just missed it.
Yeah. It's a shame.
Missed a shot, man. Well, shoot your shot. It's all you got. They're not going to all go
but
in.
Why did he kiss the rim like three times? One, two, and then.
I just think I think the basketball gods are asking you to put a little less into this. Like, next year, just...
So do I sound Harry High Schoolish when I make a big deal?
That would be telling everyone about your career after you miss.
Yeah.
No, which
that's
you didn't
tiny.
Do. Yeah. You didn't do that.
Well,
at least you were able to get through it and not get hurt, which, you know, unlike some...
But Willard, you were hooping.
I saw you were dragging my left leg through this.
He was hooping, and then he was drooping, is what it was. Hooping and drooping.
Yeah, Evan said, what's up with Willard? I go, nothing wrong with Willard.
No, that thing in the first heat started, that thing locked up on me. So today was both an ego boost and totally embarrassing.
You did well.
Yeah, a little calf strain.
No doubt.
You managed to fight through. I mean, you were the runner-up. It was a couple of marks in the finals.
Yeah.
Pretty pissed at you, to be honest, that you didn't knock out Grandy.
I'll take that. That's worthwhile. Like, I mean, back-to-back, there's 50 people out there.
And he's the most.
And he went back-to-back.
Yeah. He's the perfect guy to win it because I might have been on KPIX and I won.
Oh, right. God.
Sal, can you call somebody?
You'd be hanging from the scoreboard right now. You'd be so excited. Like, anyway, that's to me, you know, when you get that many people in a knockout, he spent a whole year with a trophy. And it's kind of like...
And it's at the station.
But it feels like a little random and lucky, right? Yeah. Like, if the ball's going to bounce your way, to come back and do it again.
He beat you, Will. You were right there.
You got to give it to him, man.
He beat a lot of people.
He splashed it. He splashed it.
And there were more people this time, too.
A lot more people.
Yeah, I guess we did the heats, too. Yeah, what was it like...
Because the first time it was just one straight through.
Is so you got about 15 to 20 people in three different heats, and all you had to do was get to five. And once you got to five, it stopped. So there was no, like, first-round champion. Okay. Once you got to five, that means you were on to the finals. So, I don't know. That was a relief for me right there. I was like, you get to the finals. I was pleased right there then enough. I didn't think we were going that I was going to be the one to try to take down the champ.
And I was thinking that the zebra.
I couldn't do it.
As I walked up the stairs, I call you the zebra. The ref, and you had some. What would you have done different? I was like, I couldn't make it all out, but I was like, I'm supposed to hear what the dib.
I would have done a lot different, but it's not my event.
Okay, I got this.
His first comment when he walked in, well, this is all wrong.
that's why I love him.
The drummer sports.
That's the way how he starts every show. Every show, and every day, he comes in with that line.
It's, you know, when you've done enough of these events, and I've been, you know, doing things like this a long time, when you see something, like I told Evan on the air, as a referee, when you see something, you call something.
See something, call something.
What we say in the ref community. So I was watching the event, and off air, I told Evan like 9 to 10 things that I would have done differently, but it's not my event.
I love it.
So you know what? Do it. And have it.
Give me one. If we were doing what's bugging you?
A couple of them I was with you.
Yeah, like what?
No, Evan knows
what's the top one or two things
you want three words?
Yeah.
Start on time.
Well, okay.
Lucas.
But, that was on me.
Yeah.
Start on time. You want another one? Now that you want me to open up the can?
That one's predictable.
Everybody said.
No, it's not.
I said to Christy when I picked her up, she's like, ooh, we're a little behind. I'm like, this thing's not starting at 11.
Okay.
Starting
national
on time?
Anthem.
When the hell does anything start on time?
The anthem.
Yeah. Anyway, all right. What else?
Other one would be, and again, Lucas, I love you.
Great job.
And nobody asked me for my feedback until now.
We just did, yeah.
Live on
when
air.
We're having the heat, is the thing. Nobody shoots around on the other hoop. You sit. You watch.
I didn't even notice that.
The heat is the thing.
That's fair.
Instead of dribble, shoot, it's like, this is the thing. Like, we're doing this.
Right.
So we're doing this, and you guys have all, okay, the heat's over. Now we can all shoot again. But during the heat, it's the heat.
Yeah.
The heat is on.
I got it.
That one I would second, just because we're trying to set up what was going on. It was difficult to tell when you guys were about to start. Also, I think for a YouTube audience, because we had the wide shot, you couldn't really tell which side was the side that was officially going.
I get that one.
I'm actually with.
And it's probably a lot noisier, too, with a lot of dribbles and
going
on over on the
other
side.
And I understand that, like, people came, and it's funny because I talked to a bunch of listeners, and I'm like, as much as you guys love this, I think we love it more as a station. We had our bosses and the whole sales team, and like everyone's here, and it's like we love this as much as they do. And I know you want to come here and shoot as many shots as you can, and that's awesome. But you know, during the heat, it's like, okay, spotlight. Like, this is the deal now. Let's do the thing.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. No, we probably.
And the other seven things, I'll keep to myself.
We probably lose the whole, like, we're actually employees thing a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
You reminded me of, like, one of the first jobs I had, it was a camp counselor.
Oh, look at you.
At a place called Sports America Day Camp.
Nice.
It's the place where we saw all the rats doing the party.
Oh, man.
The summer. Remember I told that story?
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, so you're a camp counselor at Sports America Day Camp, but it was my first job, so I'm only a sophomore in high school. They had to pull me aside after the first couple of days. They're like, so you're a counselor.
Right.
You're not here to give the ha-ha to the seven-year-olds. You're here to be employed by this.
You know, double-doubles. Dominating eight-year-olds.
Right? I'm making steals right out of the first game possession, like finger roll, lay it in,
give them
a little something on the way in. Yeah, there's a little bit of that here. I'll grant you that.
I mean, Shasky showed up in a headband.
That dude,
He looked like a French tropic.
He jumps in on us after his loss.
Low-pro early exit as well.
Rubbing it in, Will. He came up here. Bonte, too. Had an air ball.
We saw the air ball. I couldn't tell if it was like a post-game interview or therapy.
Yeah. Bonte was mad that his bad moments go viral faster than his good moments.
Of course.
With the
stage. That's all of us.
Welcome to social media.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, come on.
I'll tell you guys this. We all have a computer. It's our brains.
Yeah.
And Friday, when we left each other, we knew the Debo trade was coming, and I know you guys are going to start your show with that, but I want to just hit reverse and ask what does your computer compute when you hear Jonathan Kuminga is not close to coming back like I once thought he was? I thought today might be the day. And I say that to say, is your boy's getting concerned.
Hmm. Yeah, concerned about what? Like,
is this more severe than what we just your normal ankle sprain? I think we already have that answer.
Well, I do think that it is more severe, and it was a grade two at least. And, you know, if he's been out for 8 weeks, and if it turns out to be 9 or 10, maybe it was actually worse than that. He didn't need surgery, but, and I think that it's his first ankle sprain of this level. And you know this, Goo, as a guy who still plays ball at 24 hour, like when you sprain your ankle that first time, it's like amputate me. Your life is over. And now I sprained my ankle probably 4 times today already.
Not bad.
I mean,
pretty good.
Like Willard did.
Exactly. It's a calf.
Yeah.
He's day to day with a calf.
And 8 weeks from now, I might still be limping around.
McCaffrey's not healing like a dog.
Yeah. I'm not too concerned. I do think that they're being more cautious than.
Which we like.
And if it were the playoffs and it were Steph Curry, they would run him out there. But things have been going pretty well without him.
Your mind and my mind in the same place because I'm driving around listening to you this morning. And I go, you know what? I'm going to fire off a little text to Doc Pandya.
Our man.
This thing is taking a minute. So I just was like, let me find out what his read on this situation is. Here's what the doc said. And Doc, if you're listening, thank you so much, as always, for being a part of our station. If this was actually a grade three, as Dibs just said, with some complete tearing of the ligaments, it can take 8 to 10 weeks to get better, especially for an explosive athlete like Kuminga. Although most are usually grade one or two, this sounds like it was severe based on what the team has been saying. Yep. Plus, I wouldn't be surprised if he's being more cautious since there is such a high rate of repeat injury with these severe ones that they're taking more time and then add in. Also, with the contract situation out there, you probably have some other voices in there that really want to keep it careful. And then, by the way, they're playing well. They're playing well without him. I know Saturday was annoying.
They're
playing well without him. And Grimes. So it doesn't, the urgency maybe is not there.
Yeah,
Anyway, I was with you, but that sort of makes it sound like, okay, if this is still normal, like I wanted to check with him because I'm like, is something wrong that we don't know about? An ankle sprain? And this thing, like, this is dragging on for what feels like forever.
Well, tearing ligaments and an ankle sprain, I'm no doctor, didn't go to Stanford. I didn't know that was the same thing.
Yeah, that's what a sprain
absolutely
is.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
A sprain is a tear of little ligaments.
Wow. Yeah. And the whole idea about, and I know you have to do the, time for the legal, but there's no, like, hard and fast line between grades. So we could say grade 2, maybe it's a grade 3. It might be a grade 2.2. It might be a grade 2.8. There's no, like, hard and fast, like, demarcation where you can, like, decide that it's this or it's that. So this was really bad, and they shut him down immediately, 3 weeks, and then we'll check back. And after 3 weeks, it was like, okay, we're not even ready to have you get back to basketball activities.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. That does have me thinking, though, not necessarily about, like, you know, what your biggest concern is, but since they've acquired Jimmy, it's not that I haven't thought about Kuminga, but he hasn't been as necessary to what they've been doing. So to me, the fact that, like, I look at Saturday and I say, yes, that's a bad loss, embarrassing, but Jimmy Butler's health is more important than that game. If he gets hurt, this season is done, and I think we saw evidence of that in his absence. If Steph Curry gets hurt, same for Draymond. If Jonathan Kuminga remains hurt, might it prevent them from going as far as they possibly can? Maybe. But it's not going to completely derail what they're doing because they've shown that with Butler alongside Steph, this team, I think, has the capability of doing something special. And you would love for Kuminga to be a part of that. But I think it's even more reason to your point, Willard, why you don't rush him back. Like, you do not try to push him whatsoever.
It lowers their ceiling, I feel like. If you know, he's not at full strength, like, we're all sort of imagining what they can be with him. We don't even really know yet. But, yeah, like, this is, I feel like we get these messages throughout the year, especially in this age of load management, where we get really stressed, where we're like, dude, you guys need to play. You have to win this game tonight. And then they don't. Like, how many different times this year, whether it's Philly on Saturday, gagging against Utah.
I'll never forget
with
it.
With 2 minutes to go. Or all the Houston. All of the games that you blow in a year, and that night you're like, they're not going to make it. Like, they're not going to make it. And then 2 months later, they'll win five in a row, and you're like, they're going to make it. They're going to make it. So I think what they know better than us is to stay off of that emotional roller coaster. And so, sure, Saturday's annoying, but you don't just win all of the games in a row because you're supposed to. And so, yes, Jimmy Butler missed one. His legend grows even more. He missed the game. They look like crap. He'll probably come back tonight, and they'll look better again. And yeah. And they're still, yeah, they're still on track. You know?
Evan told me he used to get back spasms. You
yeah, I heard said, that. Yeah.
How are you? Can they be severe?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it can hit you where you try to get up in the morning and it's just, you know, major pain, like shooting across the lower back, or depending on where you have it, or it's sciatica where it shoots down your leg. And, you know, when you have bad back days, it's hard. Like, it's hard to even do what we do, which is sit here and talk to each other, let alone, like, run up and down and jump and dunk and rebound and all the rest of it. And so, you know, that's the one byproduct of having a team with older guys. And you look at Draymond, every time he comes out of the game, he's got double ice or triple
Steve
ice.
Steve Austin outfit,
right,
whatever.
Every time. Yeah. And, you know, Steph Curry had the bilateral knee tendonitis, and I do think that he probably got that good cortisone in the knee.
That good.
Because I was thinking, listening to you guys on the way in. And,
he
dunked. And, like, I know with my bad knees, when I get cortisone, I get about 6 weeks of, like, man, and I feel great again, and then it goes downhill. And so if you're Steph, you get that good, you get the cortisone, and it's going to work for 4 to 6 weeks or maybe longer, and then you can get a re-up.
But he probably felt something on the dunk for him to have that immediate reaction.
Man.
It was like, so that's the last time
he
I'm
did
ever
say
doing
it.
That.
Wow,
yeah.
Man.
That probably felt a certain way on the way down. That'd be my guess. I've never dunked before, but anyway, that'd be my guess.
You've never dunked at your size?
Nerf hoop.
Okay. I'm 6'2". I figured maybe you.
That's,
you know,
I would have lied, Willard. I'd have said I threw one down.
You probably turned it over like Steph did. I mean, it's right over the top.
You guys are something.
I'm the same height as Steph, and look what it looks like when he dunks. It's like, he got up. I'm not getting up that high.
But you went to the championship at knockout.
I did go to the championship at knockout,
and for the first time ever, I actually was rooting for Mark Willard, which was a really uncomfortable moment.
Break that down. Why?
Because anybody but Grant.
Anybody but Grandy
today, and then we get to the finals, and it's
and
this
you're like
guy.
The second guy.
Right.
Like, that was
Chief Eagles.
That was the Eagles and Chiefs.
Yeah. Yes, no doubt.
For our station, for anyone who doesn't
Eagles
know, that's
Chiefs.
Just like, oh, God.
Oh, boy.
Which person?
But Grandy doesn't brag. He does it in
yes,
a.
He does.
Oh, God. Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
Everyone thinks that Granny's like this humble, super nice, quiet guy.
False.
That's not the case
He's a
whatsoever.
Killer, huh?
That's
sweet,
no
one.
Sweet guy, but he'll let you know.
Yeah, he can be all those things.
And by the way, knockout champion and back-to-back knockout champion are two completely different animals.
Nobody's ever touched the trophy but Granny.
I don't even know if
don't
he knows.
Don't be disrespectful.
We don't know what to expect from Granny for the next year.
You're right.
I know this. The smugometer is already at like a 9. It's going to be at like a 15 when we get back. In the studio. There he is. When we get back in the studio,
it'll probably,
tomorrow,
yeah.
I mean, he wouldn't even take the trophy home. He has it pointed toward the studio. So every time I try and look in their room in the box.
Oh, you didn't hear? It's not called the trophy anymore.
It's called the Grandy?
It's called the Grandy.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
It's like a
Tom the Grandy.
It's called the Grandy.
Yeah.
There you go.
Jeez. Yeah, it's tough to swallow. But, you know, Warriors today. And
yeah.
if they come up with an L in this one,
oh boy.
Now
we can talk about like this and that and the other as far as like Philly, you know, cute little loss, whatever. Nobody cares. They've been so hot, blah, blah, blah. You lose another one. Because you had no business losing to Philadelphia.
But that's why you went and got the trade, because that's who we were that game against the Sixers. We had lost 9 in a row.
Yeah, and don't forget.
That's
like,
why.
Go back now to Thursday night. And start to put puzzle pieces together where Jimmy Butler was, I mean, I think he scored 5 points.
Dude,
He was completely not there, did not look like himself.
Man.
The spasms might have been starting, who knows. But he was not himself, and look what it took to win that game. Steph Curry had to be generational.
You are, man.
So I do look at this right now as that those two games furthered the point that a lot of us were feeling even you know when we arrived there, which is that, man, Jimmy Butler has really unlocked a bunch of the players, because as soon as he's either not playing or not there, they go right
back. Pause has been different. Yes. It's plus minus Moody.
They went right back to
So that's why I'm so yearning for Kuminga to get some of that good Jimmy Butler dust. Like, it's not going to fail, you would think, because everybody else has benefited from it, including Steph and Dre and Kerr.
Yeah. There will be a little bit of a ramp up, though, for Kuminga, because he will have been out for 9 or 10 weeks by the time he comes back. So he's not going to be able to just hit the court and play 30 minutes and fit right in. There's going to be a learning curve and a readjustment, I think, that happens.
I mean, the one thing, just because I checked the injury report, the one thing that could hurt the Warriors tonight is the fact that LaMelo Ball is playing, because they have had trouble stopping individual talents. Woo. Quentin Grimes is off to the side, but still had 44. But it's not. But it's not just him. It's been Kyrie that's had a 40 burger. Aaron Holiday has given them trouble.
Kobe White
for the Bulls has given them trouble. Even Lillard had 38 and lost. Banchero had 41 the game before. Like, there have been a lot of teams that have had star players or star-ish players that have been able to get off against them. And LaMelo Ball, while his team is not very good, he himself is quite talented.
Yeah, I don't mind it as much, though, you know, because that, like, you just look at that team, and he averages almost 30 a game, and they still usually lose by 20 or 30 points. Like, I don't see, in other words, if he goes off, I don't see that actually making Charlotte that much better. You know, I think that that's part of their problem, in fact. Part of their problem is that that's the only time they can be dangerous or feel dangerous is if one of their individuals goes off. They, like, we saw Charlotte here just a couple of weeks ago. I'm like, that is.
We all could play for
that is
well,
the worst thing. I can't be 18.
I can't make a free throw.
I have seen in a decade. Like, they are not competitive.
That was awful. Well, that was the Charlotte 49ers.
Yeah, I mean, that was really bad.
The Warriors have no excuses.
Can I ask you three a random question?
Yeah,
and I tried to withhold it, man. So, since the trading deadline, Luka going to L.A. to replace A.D., is that greater, the synergy that's going on with the Lakers, greater than what's going on here with Butler replacing Wiggins?
They lost to Charlotte.
I'm trying to argue. They did. I'm trying to argue that you had Anthony Davis, so they don't cancel each other out, because I think Luka's better on a good day. But you already had Wiggins and Butler. There's a gap. So which one to you has captivated the basketball world more, the Butler trade or Luka to L.A. and what they're doing?
I mean, I'd answer it, Luka. They're
on fire, playing defense and everything.
But there's the other side to it. Like, Miami and Butler have been controversial all year, but as soon as they parted, that's it. It's over and it was expected. The Luka thing captivates everyone, because not just of where he arrived, but still where he
arrived.
Did you see this story today? The Mavs have raised season ticket prices 8%.
No, they did.
Yes, and that made, do you remember the interview you guys did? I'm really starting to think that this is from that Adelson family that now owns the Mavericks.
Remember, I sent it to you guys on IG.
I really think they're doing John Fisher things. They are purposely
trying to get to Vegas.
They are purposely ticking everybody
off. Could you imagine? That would explain this move.
Yeah, but
think about it.
I mean, you must really like Las Vegas. Like, I mean, the DFW is a top three market. It isn't as if you can't make cash.
Right. So why piss it off the way you did by trading a fan favorite?
That I don't know.
I
appreciate that answer.
You're right, Evan. But one thing, and you'll all get this answer right away. What can you do in Vegas that you can't do in Texas?
Gamble.
There you go.
Wow,
and
man.
That's what I think that this is about. This is about surrounding this building with casinos in the hopes of even involving the building.
So I'll turn off our fans here, Dibs, and that's how you start to sour relationship.
It's the blueprint. I mean, the blueprint has worked before, but the only thing that makes me scratch my head is that I believe that Vegas will get expansion before the Mavericks are able to completely implode their situation and get to Las Vegas, because Vegas will have an NBA team within 5 years. Yeah. And I think Seattle's going to get a team.
Wow.
And so if you want to relocate a couple teams, like New Orleans is a team that should move. They need to go somewhere. And if Dallas wants out and they want to go to Vegas, well, I think the NBA is more likely to expand to 32 and have Seattle and Vegas get their own teams, and then New Orleans can move wherever they want to move, and Dallas, You kick rocks. Like you said, they're in a number three market. Like, what do you have to cry about?
I mean, I guess that you would replace the team. I'd find it impossible to believe that Dallas would not have a basketball team and the Charlotte market would.
Man.
Like, the team
that
the Bulls are winning.
Exactly.
But Charlotte is, I know New Orleans is kind of on the periphery, but, and both have an NFL team. But in Charlotte, like, professional sports are on the back burner to literally everything. And I guess it's the same in New Orleans, but to have Dallas
and the same in Memphis,
squad,
too,
I could imagine living anywhere like that, where the college superseded the pro teams.
Yeah.
Well, it's actually not that bad.
Everyone
really
A's,
loves
Giants,
everything.
Niners, Raiders, Warriors. That's all I know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sharks.
That's how we're built. You're from here. That's how we're built. If you're from there, that's how you're built. You know?
I hate that you just knocked me off my rocker. Shout out John with that conspiracy. Like why he got traded to me.
That made no sense. That's why. And the Mavericks have done actually a horrible job in letting this die. Like, if you end up in a bad PR situation, and you could talk to Tiger Woods, or if Kobe Bryant were still here, like, in terms of handling damage control PR-wise, the number one rule, don't keep it alive. But the Mavericks are on, like, this smear campaign for, like, what Luka does with
his tie and
his weight and what was happening here. And it's like, it's not going to work. All that's going to do is keep the story alive. So, and it is. I don't even think the Jimmy Butler story is really that alive nationally. Like, everyone will show up for when he returns to Miami, get some video, move on with your life.
25th.
But for us, Jimmy Butler's a big deal. I don't think nationally that's a big deal right now. Luka is still a big deal because the Mavericks are keeping it alive.
Well, we know that at least today, both of you were pretty big deals, just in your own way.
I'll let you down, Ian. I'll let us all down.
Sorry about Daryl the Gruder.
I mean, I came in early to do an hour, and I got 8 minutes.
Yeah.
I had to rapid fire my takes.
Well, you guys got, an hour and a half today?
Yeah.
Warriors live at 3 o'clock?
Let's go.
All right.
That's it.
Well, Will Dibbs coming up next.
Good job,
Will.
Big
thank you to Gotts providing lunch for us today. Big thank you to Chase Center. Evan Imperstein, I'll talk to you tomorrow on 95.7 The Game.